Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
So, hey, it's Keisu here, and I'm from Con Bravo, and I'm here with Jen from Sparkle Girl. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Great. So you're here all weekend with your adorable sewn bags and pillowcases and the kitty kickers, which I love.
Yes.
So how did you get started in doing all of these lovely things?
I started sewing about 7 years ago, and I was selling them to friends and family. And a friend of mine was doing Fan Expo back then when it was just small in one little room.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you should come with me and bring some bags. And I was like, all right, sure, whatever. And I think I brought like 7 or 8 bags, and I sold all of them. It was like every girlfriend and wife that was there, they're like, oh my God, there's stuff that I can buy.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how I started doing it. So I started sharing a table with him, splitting it, and then just do it on my own now.
Because that's where I first fell in love with you and your stuff. I bought my Supergirl bag.
Okay.
I don't think it was your first year. It was one of the little zipper totes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, I have to go back and find her. So what do you find are your best sellers?
Probably pillowcases now.
Really?
Pillowcases, yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I kind of sell every... It's a good mix, I sell.
Right.
But I think the pillowcases, because guys can buy them too, where the tote bags and the pouches guys like ignore at my table. So probably pillowcases.
Cool. You have such an eclectic mix of vintage stuff, like as far as your pattern or your materials.
Yeah.
And then new stuff. So I know Diana fell in love with the Powerpuff Girl bag you had, because we were just excited to see Powerpuff Girl stuff.
Yeah.
And then today we picked up an Adventure Time bag. So where do you get all of these materials?
Mainly,
if you don't mind giving away your trade secrets.
It's mainly online. Like Etsy, eBay, you can find all the fabric on there. I guess a lot of people buy full bolts and then they sell them on there.
Oh, nice.
That's my best spot really for them. I do have parents who sell glass, like old Depression era glass. So they have picked up some fabrics from me from flea markets.
Right.
But we're finding like that's impossible now. I just think more people are buying that stuff. So
cool.
Mainly online now.
So are there any future plans for a new line? Like maybe hair bows or something? I don't even know. I'm just like spitballing now.
Well, I've been playing around with skirts. I made my own. I have a niece, so I've been making her skirts. I'm just not confident enough to start selling it to complete strangers. And I want to try making aprons.
Well, then you get into the sizing thing, too.
So yes, the sizing thing throws me off. But the aprons, possibly,
Very cool. Well, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you at the next con, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.